Life with Lederer. The Cruise. It all started quite innocently. I was just perusing the high street, killing time really, debating which of the 29 hairdressing establishments to entrust my fringe to, when I noticed an eye-catching lime green felt-tip poster, which simply said, post-Christmas, post-Easter, post-relationship, post-weight gain, post... Well, the list went on. And then it said, blues, question mark. Bargain offer, luxury cruise, $15.99 return, all-inclusive. Well, I had to go in. My fringe would have to wait.
Hello, my name is Tina. How may I help you?
Well, I was wondering about the cruise.
What exactly were you wondering about?
It seems very cheap, $15.99. Is that there and back?
It's what it says, madam. A bargain. $15.99 return.
Oh, and what's the usual price of a cruise?
Let's see now. We normally charge $2,600 per person, but we have been known to do a slight reduction if you're prepared to share a single bunk bed with at least two other people, as well as your meals. But that's not official, you understand.
But the trip is all above board and everything, is it?
Yes. We keep passengers up on deck for most of the journey.
What happens the rest of the time?
Well, obviously, when we hit the trouble spots, we have to ask them to go down below to the engine room, but that very rarely happens.
What trouble spots?
Oh, you know, trouble. Could be anything, really. The captain's not getting on with his mate, there's no fresh orange juice for the crew, that sort of thing. Bet you have trouble at home. I know I do.
So when does this one leave?
Let's see now. Yes, in about half an hour, so you'll have to be quick. The captain's still outside in a minicab waiting to take the stragglers to Dover. I'll see if we've got a berth for one. Yes, that's one single berth to share with two other singles and a combined bathroom usage voucher. All right.
What else can you use the combined voucher for? I mean, what else is it combined with, if it's combined?
It's a voucher for full use of combined bathroom facilities, combined with the other users. All right.
Oh, I see. Sounds very reasonable for $15.99.
Right. Well, here's your ticket wallet. You'll find everything you need in there. Overnight travel bag, remember to inflate it, obviously. Wet wipe sachets, miniature fold-up toothbrush, paper underwear to save on laundry bills, and a Georgette Heyer paperback in miniature. Enjoy your trip. Bye-bye.
So that's how I got to be here on the deck of quite a large cruiser. It's got a sense of real history, actually, for a gunboat. And we have been told by the tour rep that it's seen action, although I don't know in which war, first or second, but it's very well equipped. I'm not entirely sure about the other tourists yet, but to be fair, we haven't had time to socialise much. Mostly it's a case of get to the bathroom at least once a day, which involves a few hours of queuing, and then rush on deck to join the queue for sunbathing. Unfortunately, we're a bit pushed for a sunbathing area, what with the guns and landing space, which they like to keep clear, so we all lie quite squashed up by the rails. This is where I met Gary, actually.
Ooh. Excuse me, but I think your towel's slightly overlapped onto mine. Here, do you mind shifting to the side a bit more?
Well, I'd love to, but I don't want to get any closer to the landing area. I've already set off the alarm once this morning, and that was no fun, I can tell you.
Ooh, why? What happened?
Well, all they saw me fellas came up from below deck thinking they had to take up positions. I said, look, chaps, I'm sorry, I was just turning over, you know, so I'd get me back round, but they wouldn't have any of it.
So, here we are. Sun, sea, and... If you don't mind me asking, what made you go on a cruise like this? I couldn't help noticing you were alone. Did someone let you down at the last minute or something?
You could say that. This was going to be my honeymoon. Sharon and me on a bargain dream holiday. We fell out in the travel agency and I haven't seen her since. I keep thinking about her all the time. Funny, she wasn't seasick. We might be married now.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, why didn't you just get married and forget the cruise idea? You could have stayed in a nice B&B, somewhere on land.
Oh, I couldn't. It was such a bargain. I'm enjoying every minute. Well, every minute I'm not thinking of Sharon, that is.
Well, there's men for you. I've decided to resist Gary as a possible cruise romance and concentrate on other things. Anyway, it's all very exciting, even without romance. Never a dull, as they say. We spent most of yesterday going over the emergency safety procedures in the event of any miscellaneous bombs. Oh, that's just the local farmers, clay pigeon shooting, apparently. They say pigeon is a delicacy round these parts, which is why they have to shoot lots of them, at night as well. Now, tonight is the night where we get some in-house entertainment with our meal, so I'm looking forward to that. There were rumours of a belly dancer and a fire eater, but I don't want to get too excited yet. First, we're going to stop at a little old village this afternoon to do a bit of sightseeing and shopping. So here we are at the top of a quite stunning little monastery a million miles from Streatham, and what's going on? I'm being hassled by someone from Dorking in Surrey, that's what. I mean, all right, we're a long way from home, but I think we should remember our manners. I've never seen anything like it. And it wasn't that I really wanted the oval tablecloth with the lace trimming that the little monk was waving at me. It's just that I hadn't completely decided that I didn't want it, and the way Maureen, or rather Thin Lady, as I like to call her, just muscled in and took over. That poor monk is still shaking. I noticed he had to be comforted by some of the older monks in a very affectionate way before he'd calmed down, as well as having a vat of liqueur poured over him.
Ah, there you are.
Hello.
Hi.
We've been looking all round the village for you. Now, please, no hard feelings about the tablecloth. Mm. Do you mind if I make a little confession to you?
No, go ahead. Remind me why I had to come away on holiday.
It's just that we've spent the best part of these last 20 years looking for a tablecloth that is oval-shaped in those precise measurements.
Yes.
And that tablecloth, I just know, is going to fit our dining room table. And Daddy and me are absolutely thrilled, aren't we, Stuart?
Oh, yes, thrilled we are. We honestly are. We'd like to pay tribute to you, actually, for standing so magnanimously aside and allowing us to purchase this treasure. When I think back to all the trips we've made overseas in the past, all the foreign cities, the faraway places, and never, and I mean never, have we come across a tablecloth so perfect in size and as dazzling, yes, I will say dazzling in colour, as this one most certainly is. And the fact that you were able to walk away, just turn your back on what must have been a beauteous thing for you too, in order that we, Maureen and Stuart, from somewhere quiet and forgettable in Surrey, could at least...
Look, please stop, really. Edward is looking. It's nothing, really. It was nothing. I didn't really want it anyway. Just enjoy it, please. That's what it's all about. Enjoy the tablecloth, OK?
Oh, we will.
Oh,
we
yes.
will. But we beg you to honour us with your address in Streatham so that one day we can invite you to our home once the tablecloth is firmly on that table.
Yes. Mm.
And that you might perhaps grace us with your presence so we may lay the table out with the tablecloth glinting in the sunlight. And then we could sup together off the same snowy-lined fabric which you so graciously donated today.
Yes. Look, are you religious at all? No, don't answer that. I don't want to hear about tablecloths and the role of young Christians. Christians today. Would you excuse me? I think I've just seen an interesting reptile over there. Tony? Tony?
Yeah?
Could you tell me anything about the reptiles in this village?
Nah, not a thing, love. They don't teach about reptiles on the courier course. No time, see? You're only there for half an hour. Currency, yes. Insurance, yes. How to get the best drugs on the black market, yes. Reptiles, no.
Fine. I just wanted to get away from the tablecloth. I mean, Maureen and Stuart. Actually, I've been meaning to ask you, Tony, do you do these trips on your own? Or with another tour guide who's female, sometimes?
On my own, love, every time. Why, do you fancy me or something?
Goodness me, no.
Oh, suit yourself. Just giving me gold spot out of its little plastic case for you.
Well, I mean, I just wondered if you were free tonight.
Well, I'm free every night when I'm working, mate. It's only when I'm home with the wife and kids that I get busy. See you in the canteen about 8. By the way, it's fancy dress, compulsory.
Well, I'm just up on deck now, leaning on the rails, looking out to sea rather enigmatically like those shots of the royals on their honeymoon. But I must admit my mood is slightly blighted with all this anxiety about my costume. Now, I know one normally dresses for dinner on a cruise because they have a special department in Harrods called cruise wear. Why didn't Tina in Streatham pack an appropriate outfit in my holdall? I mean, these people are wearing the full Monty. Harlequin costume, masks, the lot. I dread to think what the tablecloths from Surrey are going to come at. In the end, I was so desperate for an idea, I managed to persuade the chef to part with his hat and trousers. I think he thinks there's something in it for him later. I've draped one of the very mean-looking towels you get on deck around my shoulders, and I'm wearing the paper underwear on my head, and hope I pass as some sort of glamorous Delia Smith. Although, come to think of it, she's in her 50s now, isn't she? Anyway, who knows? One can only make a fool of oneself. I'm confident of that.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment I know you've all been waiting for, the entertainment! Yes, if I'm not funny enough, eh? No, but seriously, if you'd all like to turn your attention to the stage, I'd like to introduce a very good friend of mine. She works a lot in these parts, although she did her training in healing, and if you believe that, you'll believe anything I did. No, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Belinda the Belly Dancer!
Hey, I'm glad Sharon isn't here now. Doesn't make her feel dead queasy. Just look what she's doing with her tummy.
Yeah, just look what she's doing with our Tony. They've obviously worked very hard together before.
Oh, no, that's just what they do here, Helen.
Yes.
It's the culture and the dance to lure people with their bellies.
My belly's never lured anyone. Quite the opposite, in fact.
Well, I'm sure, but it's a different culture, though, isn't it?
Oh, look, Mummy. She's coming over. Oh, goodness, she's coming over to our table. I hope she's not going to ask for a volunteer. Well, I can't. Not after that ethnic stew. I swear it was rabbit.
Okay, guys and girls, I'm just going to make a little announcement. Now, Belinda here feels you're not enjoying yourselves enough.
Here you are.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yes, we are.
That's better. Now, Belinda is going to come round you all and choose a lovely volunteer.
Oh, no.
To teach them to dance like she does. So when you go back to London, you'll be able to belly dance the night away at your local disco. Won't that be fabulous? Over to you, Belinda.
Yes, go on, have a belch, Daddy.
Not on your Nelly.
Oh, blimey, she's coming over to our table. Oh, why me? Why me? Oh, my God.
But it's no use hiding under the table, Gary. You'll just draw more attention to yourself down there.
Thank you, Gary, for spilling my cocktail.
Tablecloth.
Not even my trousers, you know. How am I going to explain to Chef he's got a great big red stain down his front pocket? He only lent them because I told him I wanted to use them for a pattern so I could copy the design. Oh, honestly.
All right, loves. Which one of you is called Helen?
She is. Oh,
thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your loyalty, Maureen and Stuart. I've always wanted to make a complete fool of myself belly dancing in front of a group of strangers, particularly while I'm wearing some red stained chef trousers and a towel.
Right, just follow me, love. Do what I do and smile. Okay.
Go on, Helen.
Absolutely.
Come on, everybody, let's give Helen a big applause. Yes, that's a really nice one.
Well, I'm back on the deck now, recovering. Actually, the dancing wasn't too difficult. Quite samey, really. Just the one swirl of the pelvis and everybody seemed to applaud. They wouldn't do that in London. Although I thought Belinda was getting a bit close for comfort, but as Maureen says, it's all culturally different over here. I've written off Tony. I think he really does have a belly dancer in every port, and every town too, I'd imagine.
Helen, thanks for the anorak. That's we'll give you a call.
Thank you.
Wednesday.
Lovely meeting you.
Bye.
Bye, Helen. Don't forget those
extra pounds if you
tell me.
I won't.
Well, I've just said goodbye to the tablecloths from Surrey, and quite surprisingly, I feel a little sad, possibly because they've hopped into their Land Rover to spirit them back to Dorking, while I'm stuck in customs explaining the whereabouts of a strange buff envelope. I thought it was odd when I discovered an envelope stuck down my bra because it hadn't been there before or I would have noticed it. When I mentioned it to Tony, he just said every guest had one. It was Bargain Cruise's way of saying goodbye. We're glad you enjoyed this bargain cruise. And then he said, now in return, can you do us a favour and post a letter to my mum for me? Well, I couldn't see anything wrong with that, but unfortunately customs don't agree with me. I've told them it's apparently some ethnic tea for Tony's mum, but they just laughed. Oh, well. Tina's on her way over from Streatham, apparently. I'm sure she'll sort it out, won't she?
That was Life with Lederer, written and performed by Helen Lederer. Featuring Amelia Bullmore, Malcolm Rayburn, James Quinn and Victoria Finney. It was produced in Manchester by Paul Z. Jackson.